Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek stirred the political waters considerably on Monday in presenting his revised draft state budget for 2013. The bill shocked many within both the government and the opposition by proposing billion-crown cuts in high-priority areas such as infrastructure and education. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Miroslav Kalousek has made clear that when it comes to reducing the deficit to under 3% of GDP, he intends to stay the course. The opposition argues that stiff austerity will cripple, not boost the economy, and send it into a tailspin of a second recession. At the center of Mr. Kalousek's revised state budget is the expected loss in revenues as well as budget cuts totaling 41 billion crowns. And it is the cuts in key areas such as science and research, transport, EU co-funded projects, teachers, salaries and education which have attracted the most criticism. Academics and even government ministers slammed the proposal on Monday, some calling the cuts unacceptable. The opposition, meanwhile, suggested a government willing to cut in these areas deserved no mercy. Later, Deputy Social Democrat leader Lubomír Zaorálek said the move was predictable.
I'm not surprised that the finance minister has taken the steps he has, because we have gotten used to his approach. We don't actually have a finance minister, but a minister of spending cuts. Over the last 2 weeks, we have seen him reduce spending by 41 billion crowns, just like that. We have pointed out that the problem is elsewhere. The minister should focus on increasing revenues, namely in the area of taxes. That's not raising taxes, but finding ways of making sure taxes are not avoided and find their way into the state coffers.
The finance minister, though, has continued to argue there is no other option, leading to charges. He is wielding the revised budget as a political tool to push through the government-proposed tax hikes, which would render proposed cuts in the revised budget superfluous.
The revised budget is worse for the Czech economy than the previous draft budget, which I was forced to withdraw. But the failure to pass the earlier tax package can have only two logical outcomes. Either we increase the deficit, which is absolutely unacceptable for this government, or we make cuts in spending, even in areas we never intended to touch.
There is still a chance that a deal on the original draft budget can be reached and the revised version avoided. Among the rebellious six within the Civic Democratic Party, there is now indication at least some will back down. Two deputies have indicated they might leave the assembly hall during the vote to increase the bill's chances, and the former education minister, MP Josef Dobesh, now in the opposition, has also said he will back Wednesday's proposal. If that proves to be true, the government is far likelier now than just 24 hours ago to not only get its austerity package, but ultimately to survive.
That was Jan Wellinger reporting on the fallout from the announcement of the new budget proposal for 2013. If you want to hear more about the developing political crisis, you can go to our website, which is radio.cz/en, where you will find all the podcasts of our current affairs commentaries. And if you connect to the Radio Prague Facebook page, you will get regular updates about our features and news stories.